It's Thursday, April 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The California legislature is about to ban biblically-based counseling on matters like homosexual sin. The law seeks to ban literature, quote, seeking to change, end quote, someone's, quote-unquote, orientation. GQ magazine has also published a message from its editorial staff telling people not to read the Bible, referring to the Word of God as, quote, foolish and self-contradictory, end quote. These are more reasons than ever to bring the Bible back this year, and more reasons that your family should consider attending the Bible Conference in Washington, D.C., August 10th through 11th, which is sponsored by Generations and The Worldview in 5 minutes. Learn more at the link generations.org/Bible. In God's providence, Pastor Andrew Brunson was recently moved from the overcrowded Aliaga prison to the Buca prison in Izmir as he continues to stand trial for his Christian faith in Turkey. Andrew's wife, Noreen, calls this move an answer to prayer, as the Aliaga prison was a nightmare for him, reports Open Doors. Meanwhile, Christians in Turkey are systematically targeted and harassed, according to Turkey's Association of Protestant Churches 2017 report. You can join a prayer wall organized by Open Doors for Pastor Brunson, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Finland plans to pull the plug on their new universal basic income program this year after giving monthly handouts to unemployed individuals since last year, reports the New York Times. The government also plans on cutting benefits to people not actively looking for employment. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." Yesterday, Britain's Court of Appeal upheld Tuesday's High Court ruling to prohibit 23-month-old Alfie Evans from leaving England for treatment in Italy after his parents appealed the decision. Amazingly, Alfie Evans remains alive after being taken off life support on Monday, but is now struggling, according to his parents. Join 225,000 Christians worldwide who have signed a petition pleading for the British hospital to allow Alfie to be life-flighted to an Italian hospital at the invitation of Pope Francis. Google Ads won't do business with a Christian publisher for, quote, the faith we express on our website, end quote, said Concordia Publishing House CEO Bruce Kintz on Monday. Google Ads said the publisher would need to take down references to Jesus and the Bible, but Kintz affirmed, quote, we will continue to proclaim the faith because we know without a doubt that the word of the Lord endures forever, end quote. Concordia Publishing House forms the publishing arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod denomination. Romans 1:18-19 warns, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. The Trump administration is working to end an Obama-era mandate that would require hospitals, insurance providers, and doctors to support gender reassignment surgeries and other procedures that violate their religious beliefs. The Department of Health and Human Services has drafted a new rule for review by the White House. This comes after U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the Obama mandate would violate the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 2016. Researchers from the universities of Rochester, Utah, and Virginia released a study recently on government and religion, finding a correlation between bigger government and less religiosity across the U.S. and the world. The researchers pooled information from government health and education spending and Gallup poll data on religion, reports the Miami Herald. The researchers also found an increase in government services in 1 year could be used to predict lower religiosity in the next couple of years in the U.S. between 2008 and 2013. Psalm 146, verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. Why are the Fulani Muslim herdsmen posing a terrorist threat to Nigerian Christians? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report from International Christian Concern on the increasingly desperate situation there immediately following the newscast. And finally, an unidentified man wearing a cowboy hat heroically thwarted an armed robbery captured on a surveillance camera Monday at a butcher shop in Monterrey, Mexico, reports Fox News. A young man entered the store waving a revolver at customers and demanding money from staff. The cowboy moved quickly when he had his chance, disarming and subduing the would-be robber. Check out the compelling video in our transcript. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. On April 12th, hundreds of Nigerian women came to Abuja, the capital city of that African nation, to peacefully protest the continuing violence from Fulani herdsmen against Christians and other innocent people there. In light of the fact that the Muslim group has killed 600 people in just the first 4 months of 2018, Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern explained where the clashes began.
The Fulani are an ethnic group in Nigeria. They make up about 5 million people total. They are traditionally herders in Nigeria and actually all throughout the sub-Saharan Africa region. The big deal with this in Nigeria, though, is that for decades there have been these kind of frustrations and attacks between Fulani herdsmen and Christian, typically Christian farmers throughout Nigeria, where they meet. The herdsmen come throughout the area. They will graze their cattle in lands that typically have been owned by these Christian farmers. Half the time, the cattle eat in the farms themselves. What this leads to is these kind of clashes back and forth between the Fulani herdsmen and Christian farmers.
Johnson said that more recently, the Muslim militants have been killing more innocent people.
What's been happening more recently, though, over the last few years especially, has been a larger number of attacks that have been basically led and driven by Fulani, what we're calling militants, not meaning all herdsmen are doing these attacks, but some form or fashion of Fulani or people hiding among the Fulani people are attacking Christian farmers in an inordinate amount.
Johnson remarked that in his investigation, he documented that more than 600 people have been killed by Fulani militants just this year.
We've seen in cases that I've been looking into, about 75% of attacks are led by Fulani, whether it's because Christians confronted them about them eating their farms or they wanted to get that land, so they tried to drive the village off of the land itself. We're not sure the specific reasons, but in almost all cases where we do see a village get attacked, it's almost always a Christian village. And in almost every single case, again, the churches themselves get burned down. So this is why we see it being not just an ethnic or a socioeconomic between herder-farmer kind of a fight, but also Fulani, who 99% identify as Muslim, attacking Christians because, again, they're burning churches and killing pastors, things that wouldn't happen in just a socioeconomic or ethnic clash.
Johnson said that the number of attacks has definitely increased recently.
In 2017, we did see dozens and dozens of these attacks, hundreds of people killed. But so far in 2018, I can tell you, I've been tracking it month to month. There have been over 600 killed in these kind of attacks in just the first 4 months of 2018 so far. These attacks include things like just yesterday, there was an attack on a village in Benue State, one of the hardest hit states, where 20 people were killed, including two pastors.
If you want to help to rebuild 75 homes for your Nigerian brothers and sisters in Christ who have been the victims of these attacks, you can give financially through the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" This has been a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.